Pán Bôh je vo dvoch, je vo kvinserboch. Amen. Today, the Armenian Church celebrates the Feast of the Holy Cross of Vardak, an event that took place in the 7th century when two monks named Totik and Hovel saw a vision of the Holy Cross on this mountain of Vardak. And they went to it and they dug underneath and they found a relic of the original cross of Christ, which had been placed there and buried there 3 centuries earlier by St. Charipsina and her companions as they passed through the area on their way to Armenia. When they found it, they rejoiced, and the Catholicos at the time was so excited about this that he established that every year around the same time, the third Sunday after Chashverat, after the exaltation of the Holy Cross, every third Sunday we would celebrate this event. The reason for it is because they knew that not just was the cross a weapon of suffering in the ancient world, but it has also become the power of God amongst us. In the gospel reading today, we heard our Lord say, "And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the heavens, and all the people on earth will lament when they see the Son of Man coming seated on the clouds with power and with great glory." That sign that will appear in the heavens is the cross. And the cross, we have to remember, is the very object which terrifies demons and also encourages the faithful. The cross, though, is not something that's going to only be found in the heavens or on a mountain in Western Armenia, but it is buried within each of us. For all of us have received this cross at our baptism, and it is the very weapon we must use in this world today. The Holy Church Fathers have always said that the cross is a weapon that we must use. And it is seen beautifully in the story of the Desert Fathers. There was once a young monk who came to an elder monk, and he said to him, he said, "Abba, Father, how do I fight the demons who torment me?" And so the Abba, the father, the old monk, did not tell him you have to read these prayers. He didn't say you have to fast this way. He didn't say you have to go to church on these days and not these days. But he took his hand, he opened it up, and in his palm he drew the cross in his palm. And he said to them, "Do you feel that?" The young man says, "Yes, I feel it." He says, "That's not just a gesture. That symbol has been burned into your soul at your baptism. It has been burned into your soul, and it is there. When you don't notice it, the demons see it. You don't need to find a certain weapon to use to fight the demons." He says, "You are the weapon. You have to use what God has given you." This happens at our baptism. When we are baptized, we are placed in the font and we are dunked 3 times into the water. But then after that, we're taken out, and with holy murom, holy chrism, we are anointed on our foreheads, our eyes, our nose, our mouth, our ears, our heart, our hands, our back, and our feet. And we are dedicated, and the cross is engraved and burnt into us. It's not just symbolic. It's not symbolic. It's actually there. And the demons around us see it. And just as the Holy Cross was buried on the holy mountain of Vardak, it was also buried in each of you. You are not just called to carry a cross in this world. You are called to be true cross bearers. The old word for this is crusaders. You are called to be crusaders in the deepest mystical meaning that it is. You are called to fight for Christ. The question becomes then, how do we use this weapon, the cross, in our lives today? And there are three specific ways. The first is with our bodies. Before you look at your phone when you wake up in the morning, when you wake up, before you go to reach for your phone and see what things you've missed in the night, make the sign of the cross. Because when you do that, you are declaring and you are activating Christ's victory over the demons and over sin and over death in your life. You are declaring that you belong to Christ. You belong to the crucified one and the resurrected one when you make the sign of the cross. You should do it every morning before you do anything else. Second, in our relationships, we must use the cross. When we have a grudge or an issue with our brother or our coworker or our spouse or someone we know, the cross gives us the power to release that anger. There's a short story of a man who was very upset with one of his friends. And every time he heard the man's name or saw him, he got very angry. So he goes to the priest and he says, "Dad, hi, what am I supposed to do? Every time I see him, every time I hear him, I get angry." And so the priest says to him, he says, "When anger arises in you, make the sign of the cross and say, 'Lord Jesus Christ, crucified for my sins and for his, have mercy on both of us.'" And he does this, and he does this, and he does this. And 2 weeks later, that anger is gone. He no longer feels it when he sees that man. And he's learned how to cope and to forgive. Because the cross is used to help us be free from these sins. And then finally, the way we use the cross today is in spiritual warfare. In the spiritual war that we are in now. We may not see it, and we may think, oh, the demons are somewhere else and we're here and they're going to leave us alone. They don't care about you. They want to destroy you. They want to make sure that your life is a living hell. That is their mission in this life. And they will do everything to make that happen. However, we have been given the cross to defeat them, to make them leave, to make them flee. Movements have effects in this world. Whether we realize it or not, the things that we do, the way we move and act, affects the spiritual world around us. Just as we say body language affects people. If we stand like this, or if we chew with our mouth open, or we do things that annoy other people just because the way we stand or we act or we move, it affects another person's feelings. It affects another person and how they act and feel. Likewise, making the sign of the cross directly affects the demons around us. And we must use that to our advantage. When temptation comes, when fear grips us, or when despair whispers in our ears, we make the sign of the cross. And those demons start to shake and shudder and flee. Just as cockroaches flee when the lights are turned on, they flee when they see the cross. So, I ask and I pray that all of you make the sign of the cross your weapon today. When anxiety comes to you at 2 a.m. in the morning, when anger affects you when you're driving on your way to or from work, or when temptation whispers in your ear, make the sign of the cross. Use it. And say that the cross which crucified Christ is now your weapon to destroy evil. Each of us have been given this cross. We live in this between time when a cross crucified our Lord centuries ago, and the cross will appear in the heavens again at the end of time. Until then, I pray that this cross be burning within you, that it show within you, that those around you and the demons around you see that light and shudder and fear.
So when Christ returns with that glowing bright cross, he may see the same glowing bright cross in each of your hearts on that final day. Amen.